From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A total of four ambulances have left the area around a flooded cave in northern Thailand where members of a youth soccer team have been trapped for more than 2 weeks, suggesting eight of the 13 people trapped inside have now been extracted. However, Thai officials have been tight-lipped about the rescue operation. VOA's Penny Dixon has more.
The operation began at 11 a.m. local time, and authorities said they hoped to hear good news in the next few hours. A government official said the conditions remain good in the cave for the remaining boys and their coach, but they hope to operate faster because of the threat of looming rain. Authorities have been rushing to extract the boys and their coach from the cave as the annual monsoon bears down on the mountainous region in far northern Chiang Rai province. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
A court in Myanmar charged two jailed Reuters journalists with obtaining secret state documents. Reuters' Ed Gile has more as the case now moves forward to the trial phase.
In a statement after Monday's ruling, Reuters president and editor-in-chief Stephen Adler said, quote, "We are deeply disappointed that the court declined to end this protracted and baseless proceeding against Hua Lone and Chow So-woo. These Reuters journalists were doing their jobs in an independent and impartial way, and there are no facts or evidence to suggest that they've done anything wrong or broken any law." Myanmar's government has declined to comment throughout the proceedings, saying only that Myanmar's courts are independent and the case would be conducted according to law.
Reuters' Ed Giles. India's Supreme Court upheld the death penalty for three men convicted in the gang rape of a young woman in Delhi in 2012. It was a landmark case that brought an unprecedented level of attention to violence against women in the country. This is VOA News. A woman who was poisoned by a military-grade nerve agent in southwest England has died. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports police think she touched a contaminated item.
Senior police officer Neil Basu says the death has only served to strengthen our resolve to find those responsible. More than 100 detectives have been working to locate a small vial or other container thought to have held the nerve agent that sickened Dawn Sturgis and Charlie Rowley in Amesbury and has now led to her death. While teams are studying roughly 1,300 hours of closed-circuit television footage in hopes of finding clues about the couple's activities in the hours before they became violently ill. Charles de Ledesma, London.
U.S. President Donald Trump will unveil his Supreme Court pick during primetime television this evening. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president kept building the suspense yesterday.
I'm getting very close to making a final decision.
Four names are said to top his list. Federal appeals court judges Amy Coney Barrett, Thomas Hardiman, Brett Kavanaugh, and Raymond Kethledge.
Let's say it's the four people, but and they're excellent. Everyone, you can't go wrong.
The pick will solidly move the high court to the right, since the new justice will replace the retiring Anthony Kennedy, a longtime swing vote on key issues like abortion. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Rescuers in Japan are digging through mud and rubble, racing to find survivors after torrential rains unleash widespread floods and landslides. Reuters' Grace Lee has that story.
The death toll in western Japan has climbed to more than 100 as rescuers race to find survivors in the deadliest flooding the country's seen in more than a decade. The region was slammed by torrential rains last week, and dozens of people are still missing. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe held an emergency meeting in Tokyo on Monday.
We are increasing the number of self-defense forces to 73,000 members who are doing their utmost to rescue and assist locals.
That was Reuters' Grace Lee. The leaders of Ethiopia and Eritrea have signed a joint declaration of peace and friendship on Monday. Eritrea's information minister made the announcement a day after a historic summit marked a start to normalization of ties between the longtime foes. Writing on Twitter, he said the agreement, which specifies five pillars, was signed this morning at State House by President Isaias Afwerki and Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. Philippine Catholic bishops have called for fasting and prayers after President Rodrigo Duterte called God stupid and questioned God's existence in profane remarks that put him on a collision course with Asia's largest Catholic church. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.